Hi, this is a dictation for patient Mutahar Amare, M-U-T-A-H-A-R. Last name is Amare, A-M-A-R-I. Date of birth is 2-2-1965. Date of service is 11-4-2025. Date of accident is 8-29-2025. The patient was pedestrian and was hit by a 18-wheeler on the driver's side. While it was making a right turn from far left, and he was not a pedestrian. He was actually a passenger on the left side and was restrained while the 18-wheeler hit his van, and there were 9 people inside the car. Car was totaled. The impact was towards the driver's side. He had to be cut out of the car, and he hit the seat in front. And he hit his left knee to the seat in front. Was seen at the emergency room in Livonia, St. Mary. X-ray CT scan were all okay. The patient was seen initially on 9/30/2025. At the advanced pain for initial evaluation. He was complaining of severe pain in the neck, which is 7 today. Lower back pain is 7. There is a radiation of pain to the left arm. And he also has a pain in the left knee to the tune of 7. Pain in both the shoulders is reported. Especially the left shoulder is 9, right shoulder is 6, and the patient can do 100 degrees of abduction and forward flexion both sides. Headaches are present, which are 7. No radiation is reported to the lower extremities. No motor weakness, no incontinence of the urine bowels. Pain level is varying from 6 to 7. He further reports he cannot sleep at all. Percent relief is reported by the patient with the physical therapy medications. Kindly review the records for ADLs for system review for additional issues, substance abuse, and the compliance history. Physical examination, the blood pressure is 128/94, pulse 71, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam will come from previous visit of 9/30/2025, dictation number 1002-004. The please do the general review, musculoskeleton and musculature examination. Extremities examination. The diagnosis will remain the same. The plan is to review all the MRIs for the patient. The left shoulder MRI shows the following. There is a anterior-inferior capsular thickening with soft tissue edema and mild soft tissue edema. Supraspinatus and anterior-infraspinatus insertional sprain with partial thickness tear. Superior subscapularis insertional sprain and bicipital tendon sprain. Patient was advised to have intra-articular injection of the left shoulder and to have suprascapularis, infrascapularis, and subscapularis injection time 3 with 3 cc's of Marcaine with dexamethasone. Patient consented. The procedure was done at the end of the visit. Last urine drug screen was reviewed. Maps have been reviewed for now. New labs have been ordered and reviewed and will be reviewed. Physical therapy will continue to the affected area of neck, lower back, both shoulders, especially the left shoulder, 3 times a week. Patient remains disabled for work and household replacement. The patient has an attorney, Mr. Stillman Law, for which records are being requested and will be sent. Medications were provided to the patient, which are Tramadol, 50 mg PRN for stomach protection, 50 mg PRN, 60 tablets for pain relief, Prilosec, 20 mg twice a day for stomach protection, Mobic, 15 mg PRN for anti-inflammatory effect, Gabapentin, 600 mg twice a day for radiculopathy, Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation. Following procedures are being ordered for the patient today, which are as follows. Intra-articular injection of the left knee, left shoulder, and a tendon injection, intra-tendon injection of left supraspinatus, left infraspinatus, and left subscapularis tendon. The medical indications for the procedures are based on the MRI and physical finding. Patient got injured in an automobile accident where he was hit by an 18-wheeler truck while it was making a turn. The patient was wearing a seatbelt and was sitting in the rear seat, but was pain in the left shoulder is immense, and the MRI shows capsular thickening of the left shoulder with soft tissue edema and mild soft tissue edema in the rotator interval. Most likely adhesive capsulitis that could be resolved with the intra-articular injection of the left shoulder. Similarly, bicipital tendon injection will be done, will be helped by the bicipital tendon sprain, will be helped by the intra-articular injection. Then patient also has a supraspinatus, infraspinatus, and subscapularis sprain, which will be provided injections to bring further relief. The procedures were done according to protocol, 3 cc's of injection to each tendon and 5 cc's to the left shoulder. Intra-articular was provided. Mixture of Marcaine 0.5% with the dexamethasone. Patient tolerated the procedure very well. Entire needle was removed and bandages were applied, and patient will be seen later. In addition, MRI for the lumbar spine have been reviewed, and it shows the bulging disc at L1, L2, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1, as well as a herniated disc of L4, L5, and bilateral facet joint hypertrophy, L2-3, L3-4, L4-5, L5-S1. The cervical spine, the patient has disc bulging, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6, and 7. And patient has been advised 3 to 4 injections to the lumbar epidural and 1 or 2 injections to the cervical epidural and facet joint injection to the lumbar and cervical, as well as right SI joint injection to bring further relief. 3 to 4 injections to the left shoulder and rotator cuff tendons are also advised. Thank you. He'll be seen in soon for the epidural injection that he wants to get it done for the lumbar. Thank you.